giving social media a makeover.
How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
WMFR in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
An old woman can sit. An old man can sit. A chump can sit.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Negroes have listened to the trickery and the lies and the false promises of the white man now for too long. And they're fed up. They've become disenchanted. They've become disillusioned. They've become dissatisfied. And all of this has built up frustrations in the black community that makes the black community throughout America today more explosive than all of the atomic bombs the Russians can ever invent.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to be like I do.
Yeah. We want one thing. We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Yeah. Is this stuff on the level, or you're just making it up as you go along?
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Personality. I know your anger, I know your dream.
Have you heard of Mississippi? Have you heard of Muddy Waters? Yeah. How about John Lee Hooker? Yeah. Give me an A. So we had to do this little blues, mix it on with our own kind of way. We had to do it our own way, the experience way, right? And it goes something like this here.
Yeah. For the faces.
Yeah.
after me, fishing after me, fishing after me. Dressed now, live. Dressed now, live. Dressed now, live.
Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. This evening, we are celebrating Black History Month. Yes, the month of February is Black History Month. And we're doing it Tears of the Gods style, diving into some serious black musical history. And we've got a triple feature for you with three black artists, legendary black music artists, Jimi Hendrix, Howlin' Wolf, and Vallida Snow. First off, we started with Malcolm X, one of my personal political heroes, and then Living Color, four black guys who love heavy metal, funk, jazz, hip-hop, country, and they mix it and fuse it all up together. Then, that was Cult of Personality, and, well, they had Malcolm X mixed in there, as well as John F. Kennedy. And let me say that quote up from JFK about ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. I never really agreed with it, and it just seems like a call to collectivism to me, and, well, that's what I want to say about that. But yes, Malcolm X in there a couple of times in my own intro to the beginning of the show. And then we heard from Jimi Hendrix and Catfish Blues. And, you know, Jimi Hendrix is the greatest electric guitarist ever, in my opinion, and on any legitimate person's list. He'd either be number one, two, or three. And overall, I'd say it's just hard to overstate the influence of particularly black American blues musicians on 20th century music, and more particularly, let me say, the roots of just about all of rock and roll and hard rock and heavy metal are black American blues musicians. And we're going to be hearing some of that and tracing it through in our show this evening. And, well, you know, that song that Jimi Hendrix just played for us, Catfish Blues, was originally by Muddy Waters, and it had another name, Rolling Stone. And over in England, there were a couple of young white guys who really liked Muddy Waters' music so much, they decided to name their band after that song of his. And going back, yes, talking about musical history, what happened in the United States is that there was this acoustic-based music that that black American men were playing down south, what's called Delta Blues, around the Mississippi Delta, where Muddy Waters was born. And then they migrated up north to Chicago and Detroit, and they played in bars. But their guitars, the acoustic guitars, weren't loud compared to other instruments, and they didn't have a whole lot of money. And Muddy Waters in particular, he couldn't buy an electric guitar, but he could buy an electric pickup to install on his acoustic guitar. And that's what he did, and he started playing the Delta Blues that he knew, and he was developing louder, cranked up through a vacuum tube amplifier, distorted even, and that, ladies and gentlemen, and that, boys and girls, is how rock and roll and heavy metal started. I also wanted to say, along those lines, is that, you know, the summit of Mount Everest, the highest geographical feature on the planet Earth here, it's made out of marine limestone. Basically, it's the shells and bones of tiny little creatures who used to live on the ocean. Because Mount Everest, that summit material, used to be underneath an ocean in between Africa and the Indian subcontinent. And then over millions of years, that bottom of the ocean got pushed up to be the highest point on our planet Earth. And then my third little thought relating the roots of rock and roll and Earth is that, well, Kraftwerk, the German electronic band, the German godfathers of all of hip-hop music, and so much more popular music. Well, all that said, Let's start. Well, yes, backing me up right now is Sun Ra and his orchestra, and this is Blues at Midnight from his 1956 album Supersonic Jazz. So we've got a really great and high energy Friday night sound collage party going for you. And we're going to start it off with the two musicians Jimi Hendrix mentioned before he started playing that Catfish Blues, Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker. And we're going to have Jimi Hendrix sandwiched in between there. So here's some Muddy Waters for you as we celebrate Black History Month on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford.
Back no more. Going back down south, child, don't you worry. Oh, while I'm trouble, I be all good night. Well, babe, I just can't be satisfied, and I just can't keep on. Well, I feel like snapping pistol in your face. I'm gonna let some graveyard lord be her resting place. Woman, I'm trouble, I be all wood mine. Well, baby, I can't never be satisfied, and I just can't keep on. See, not a doggone thing. Well, when I was trouble, I was all wood mine. Well, honey, I could never be satisfied, and I just couldn't keep up. Well, I know my little baby, she gon' jump and shout. That old train be late, man, Lord, and I come walking out. I be trouble, I be all right, man. Well, honey, ain't no way to work for me to be satisfied, and I just can't keep on going.
White man won't even patronize you. And he's not wrong. Is not an art form. you. I can't believe that you're in love with me. I'm telling everyone I know you're on my mind each place you go. I can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you high above me, and I just can't imagine that you love me. Oh, after all is said and done, to think that you're the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me. Your eyes are blue, kisses too. I never do what they do. Can't believe you're in love with me. I'm telling everyone I know you're on my mind. There you go. I can't believe you're in love with me. I've always felt you so high up. I just can't imagine that you love me, baby. Don't hear me talk, do ya? After all is said and done, think that you're the lucky fun. I can't believe that you're in love with me.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. Renegades of this atomic age. This atomic age for renegades. Renegades of this atomic age. This atomic age for renegades. Planet Earth kept going to changes. Then the Renaissance came. Times continue to change. Nothing stayed the same. But there were always renegades.
Like T. Stanley Bull,
Tom Paine,
Dr. Martin Luther King,
Malcolm X.
There were renegades.
Yes, the renegades.
Of that time and age.
Mighty renegades.
Now hand clap.
From a different soul, let's just
time is an endless motion.
All the modern ages here in this 20th century.
You have to keep up in stride.
Modern times
have a state of mind and a sense of pride. All renegades.
Yes, renegades.
Of this time and age.
Somebody renegade.
What's that? Now hand clap. Now renegade.
To make record was Pline. Pline Fomu on the plantation. And man come through there picking a guitar called Charlie Patton. And I liked his sound. So I always did want to play a guitar. So I got him to show me a few chords, you know. And so every night that I'd get off of work, I'd go over to his house and he'd learn me how to pick the guitar. So I got good with it. So I went out for myself. Now, if I got out there, everything was great. See, and the people went for what I was putting down. And I decided that I would play. So I asked my father to get me a guitar. 1928, 15th day of January. He went and got me a guitar, and I started picking the guitar first. Then along comes Sonny Boy with the harp, Rice Miller. He married my sister, Then he learned me how to blow the harp. Then I went to playing from there. I've been playing ever since. I played all through Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, and around in Kentucky and places. But I never was in Texas. But I played all over the Cotton Belt countries, you know. So that's what started me to playing the blues. Then I had a woman once. She was kind of nice to me, and she pulled off and left me. And that gave me the blues, sure enough. I went to howling like a dog then, you know what I mean? So I've been playing ever since.
teach your mama to me. She's a pigeon.
On the Tears of the Gods sound collage, we are celebrating Black History Month, and we are bringing you three featured black artists to do that with. We began the set with Muddy Waters and I Can't Be Satisfied, and we followed that with Jimi Hendrix, one of our three, and Hear My Freedom from West Coast Seattle Boy, a Jimi Hendrix anthology. And then we heard from John Lee Hooker in Devil's Jump that I got off this incredibly cool compilation from Mojo Magazine, a heavy blues collection. And both Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker were actually referenced in our intro set and Jimi Hendrix's performance of Catfish Blues when he was talking about, the black American blues musicians who ended up creating rock and roll, basically. And then we heard a short sound collage of a piece from Living Color, History Lesson. And then our second featured artist, the jazz trumpeter and, well, all-around multi-talented musician, Valitas Snow, who was a longtime WMFO DJ and legend around here, Hank Fonce's favorite jazz musician. And that piece was actually I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me. That was recorded in 1937. And essentially, she was an outstanding trumpet player. People called her Little Louie, after Louis Armstrong, who himself said that she was the second best jazz trumpet player after himself. While she was touring Europe in the early 1940s, she was imprisoned by the Nazis in Denmark, and she was eventually released in a prisoner exchange, but that imprisonment profoundly affected her, and some bad things happened with that, and she never quite recovered and tragically died early. I'm 52, I believe. And then we heard from Afrika Bambaataa in Soul Sonic Force, Renegades of Funk. And Then two more pieces from our third featured artist, Howlin' Wolf. Howlin' Wolf Talks, mixed up with a frog chorus from Sounds of Nature. And then Moanin' at Midnight. And both of those Howlin' Wolf pieces were from his Chess Box set. And then we finished things off with Prince and Peach. You know, some people try to be cool, and a very few select people define cool by whatever they do. And I think Jimi Hendrix and Prince are two of them. I was reading a story about Jimi Hendrix by one of my my electronic music heroes, Mike Matthews, who's a founder of Electro Harmonix, a company that makes musical equipment effects, guitar effects. And he, going way back into the late 1960s, he was a good friend of Jimi Hendrix. And one of the stories I remember him telling was he'd hang out with Jimmy in his hotel room, and Jimmy would be wearing these pink hair curlers all the time during the daytime, getting ready for his show. And I haven't found a picture of Jimi Hendrix wearing those pink hair curlers, and they probably look silly in one way, and yet in the other way, they define cool. Backing me up right now is Sun Ra and his orchestra once again, and I think he's going to be our bed music for the entire show here. This piece is called Sonology Part 2, also from his 1956 album Supersonic Jazz. So, the Museum of Science is having a new exhibit. It's a traveling exhibit that starts this Sunday, coming in from Chicago. It's called A Mirror Maze, Numbers in Nature. It's an interactive and immersive exhibit that exposes and explains the mathematical patterns that surround us every day in the natural world. From the nested spirals of a sunflower seeds to the ridges of a majestic mountain range to the layout of the universe. So this 1,700 square foot elaborate mirror maze includes an immersive theater, plenty of hands-on activities for the whole family, plus fun dead ends and a small secret room hidden within. Throughout this interactive experience, you'll come to appreciate the beauty of our world through numbers. For more information about the Mirror Maze exhibit, which is included with your exhibit hall's admission, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, you can check out their website at mos.org. That's mos.org. Or you can call them at 617-723-2500. And this has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and your math and science-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So, we're going to start off the next set with one of my favorite examples of an incredibly nasty sounding guitar that, in the context of the rest of the song, just sounds so good. And we're also going to be hearing, well, two pieces that I played in this on my our Martin Luther King celebration in a couple of weeks ago in January. And this is the this will be the I'm Glad You Didn't Sneeze remix of Vangelis's La Infant. So one of the finest pieces of American oratory that I think there is from Martin Luther King Jr. That'll be the second song in this next set. We'll also be hearing, we'll hear a little bit a Station ID from Hank Fonts immediately before some more Valida Snow and Jimi Hendrix and more Howlin' Wolf here as we celebrate Black History Month on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage. On WMFO in Medford. Yeah, Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers. give me back my wig.